Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and I'm really excited about today's musical guest. Australian singer and guitarist Courtney Barnett did one of my favorite albums of last year, a collection of stories told with buzzing guitars, low-key vocals, sharp observations, and a very dry wit. In fact, I think my favorite lyric from last year came from one of Courtney's songs. Actually, the song she's going to play for us now. Here in the Soundcheck studio is Courtney Barnett and her band, the Courtney Barnetts, with Avant Gardener.
Thank you.
That is Courtney Barnett and her band, the Courtney Barnetts, live on Soundcheck with the song Avant Gardener. Courtney singing and playing guitar, Bones Sloan playing the bass, doing some backing vocals, Dave Moody behind our drum kit, and more backing vocals. The album is called The Double EP, A Sea of Split Peas by Courtney Barnett. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I love that line. Paramedic thinks I'm clever because I play guitar. I think she's clever because she stops people dying. In an age of Kanye-style egos, it's nice to hear that kind of perspective for a change.
It was a bit of an epiphany moment. I remember thinking that when I was in the ambulance.
Now, this really happened?
Yeah.
Was it an asthma attack, a panic attack?
I think it was like a panic attack mixed from some allergies in the garden.
Okay.
Slash asthma, I don't know.
Just for folks who were paying attention to the lyrics, when you say 40 degrees, you mean, of course, 40 degrees Celsius, which is brutally hot.
Yeah.
Does it get that hot in Melbourne a lot?
Yeah, I think it was 43 last week.
Yikes.
When we left, it was pretty hot, bushfires.
Well.
Badness.
The other thing about that line is you can read it many different ways, but, you know, the paramedic's impressed that a girl plays guitar. But, you know, that's not such an unusual thing anymore, is it?
No. A girl playing guitar?
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
I mean, who were your guitar heroes? Were there any women among them?
PJ Harvey is, you know, she's pretty good on the guitar.
Yeah.
There's a chick from Australia called Adelita from Magic Dirt. I don't know if you know them.
No.
She's a really great guitarist.
Okay.
But there's heaps.
Speaking of things that might be different here and there, here in the States, we recently concluded a TV series called The Office on NBC. You guys have that there, right?
Yeah.
So we recently had BJ Novak from The Office. He was one of the writers and executive producers, and he plays Ryan, the temp, right?
Yep.
So I want you to listen. Put your headphones on because I need you to hear this clip. This is BJ Novak on Soundcheck just a couple of weeks ago talking about one of his favorite new artists, yes, Courtney Barnett.
I love her. I play her all the time.
I'd rather die than owe the hospital till I get
home. This is my favorite song, Avant Gardener, but I love this whole album. I love everything she's put out. It's so spare and cool. It reminds me of Nirvana or Hole. It reminds me of sort of that early era, but the lyrics it's sort of a very modern way of writing lyrics. I could listen to her all day.
Street, and he looks ambivalent. He's probably wondering what I'm doing getting in an ambulance.
So that's BJ Novak from The Office.
Flattering?
Yeah. He mentions Nirvana and Hole.
Yeah, I grew up listening to Nirvana. I like Hole, but my brother and I were kind of Nirvana heads. It's the only CDs we had for a while. And Batman Forever soundtrack.
You know, one of the things, I mean, BJ Novak was talking about the lyrics, but I also like this kind of, a lot of your songs set up a fairly kind of familiar sounding chord progression on the guitar, but then underneath that is this like squall of noise. That's all you too, right?
Some of them, on Avant Gardener, that's the extra guitar is our friend Dan Luscombe. He plays in a band called The Drones from Australia,
mm-hmm.
really good band, and he's just a crazy guitar player.
Yeah.
So
Avant Gardener, you mentioned that story actually happened, this kind of, you know, allergy / panic attack. Once you tell people that, do they expect that all of the songs are about you? I mean, there's one song where you've just turned 24, which is true, right?
Yep.
But then there are other songs that are fueled by way too much drinking. And I mean, at what point do you want people to stop seeing you as a person in your lyrics, if ever?
Well, all of the songs are kind of autobiographical, I guess, up till now. So, I think it's kind of important sharing. Well, not important, but it's kind of I'm just sharing parts of my life and my observations. So people can take from that whatever they wish.
Yeah. Now, you know, I've been listening to this record and enjoying it for months, and this is the first time I've had the opportunity to see you play live. And so I'm sitting here watching you play live, and halfway through that song, it strikes me, oh, of course, she's left-handed. Left-handed people seem to just think differently. You know, there's something, I don't know, there's like whatever gene makes you lefty also makes the brain work differently, it seems.
I don't know. I hope so.
Never thought about it.
If I could play guitar as good as Jimi Hendrix, I'd be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now you've done a lot of this yourself. You started your own label back home in Australia, but now there's an American label that's issuing your record here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pre-order the American version of the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, you get a limited edition tea towel. With an illustration by you, apparently. Do you feel that modern Western society doesn't fully appreciate the utility of the tea towel?
Well, everyone uses a tea towel at some point. So I figured it was a good piece.
It seemed
of
like trend. A good idea at the time?
Yeah.
What's the illustration?
The one on that tea towel is a... it's like a gutter with some chips spilled on the ground.
So
to some of my fine art. I spent 2 years at art school, and that's the best I can come up with.
Do you do your own, like, covers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so art, songwriting, what else do you do? I mean, what did you study in art school?
I studied photography as my major, but and I kind of moved on to drawing, life drawing, and just general drawing, and I loved it. I wasn't a very good photographer.
Well, I've liked the songs, and would be glad to hear another. What do you want to do next?
Oh, yeah, we'll do Lance Jr. It's on the second half, so it's the first EP, so it's an older song.
So the title, the double EP, it really is. It's two EPs sort of smushed together to make one big CD.
Yeah.
Courtney Barnett is my guest in the Soundcheck studio with Lance Jr.,
I'm not afraid to
That's called Lance Jr., live performance in the Soundcheck studio from Australia's Courtney Barnett and her band. The album is called the Double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, and we're going to hear another song from it right now. Here's Courtney Barnett and the Courtney Barnetts with History Eraser.
And in the taxi home, I'll sing you a tribute song.
Courtney Barnett live on Soundcheck with her song History Eraser, which is on her CD called The Double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. Courtney Barnett singing, playing guitar, Bones Sloan playing bass, Dave Moody behind the drums, and Courtney Barnett and the Courtney Barnetts, the name of the band. So there's a kind of a 60s-ish sound to a lot of these songs. You mentioned before, you know, listening to Nirvana growing up. What about earlier stuff, the 60s music?
What else? Oh, we kind of, between us, we've got a pretty broad range of everything that we all listen to and influenced by. Like, we love the Beatles, Lou Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, everything.
But well, you mentioned the Rolling Stones song, You Can't Always Get What You Want, mm-hmm. in History Eraser. And we've been asking our listeners and our guests all this week, you know, with all the 50th anniversary stuff of the Beatles and the Stones coming hot on their heels, are you a Beatles person or a Stones person?
I like both, but I've listened to more Beatles. I've just been, I think I got showed the Beatles first and, you know, obsessed over them and got a Beatles songbook and learnt how to play all the chords.
Oh, okay.
So.
And, you know, with Paul McCartney being a left-handed guitarist as well, he probably would have played a lot. I mean, I know he played bass for most part, but he played a lot of some of those guitar parts too. Was it hard for you as a lefty, you know, to pick up the guitar when you started playing?
Yeah, well, I pretty much learnt, you know,
on a right-handed guitar, upside down.
So it's kind of, I've got a few extra skills that way. But yeah, it took me a while to convince Mum and Dad to buy me my first own guitar. So.
All right. Now, you guys, you came here from Philadelphia, and mm-hmm. apparently not without incident, because you tweeted that you entered New York into Google Maps, and it said, cannot find location.
That was Nick, our manager, today in the car.
Is that true? That?
Yeah, but who knows? You know, phones are always difficult.
Okay. Well, it's on your Twitter feed, so. Well, we're glad you were able to make it in, and I've enjoyed the songs and the record, and the American version is available now for pre-order. It's actually out in April. Courtney Barnett and the Courtney Barnetts, thanks for being with
us. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck. The Soundcheck podcast is supported by people just like you. Make a contribution or become a monthly sustainer. Just go to soundcheck.org and click on support. Thanks for listening. I'm John Schaefer.
I was busy underwater, seeing how long I could hold my breath. The drowning flower caught my eye, and I had to come on up for air. Just because you're older than me doesn't mean you have to be so condescending. I still see the same things that you see. I'm a little shady on my history.